Join your host, Des Hamilton, to find out exactly how to say goodbye to being poor and hello to being rich.
Hey! Okay, today I want to talk about guilt, general guilt. Not, oh, I ate too much chocolate last night. Oh, I shouldn't have had those 17 beers. Not that sort of guilt. Entrepreneur, side hustle journey, call it whatever you want. The guilt that you have as you transition from being a person that was working for somebody else to a person that's now working for yourself, or a person that was working for yourself in a, you know, traditional job in terms of being on the tools for all whatever reason, and then going across and working in some form of e-commerce where you sat on your ass most of the time. There is a perceived and actual guilt about what you're doing. Number one, you're keeping this entire thing secret. You are keeping it a dirty little secret from everybody that cares the most about you. And that includes your family. For some people, it includes their partner. And it includes your very best friends. You may be selling things on Amazon. And you may be feeling guilty that you're picking up bargains that could help someone else. And you're selling them for a profit, turning you into a modern day Fagin. Or you could be posting on TikTok and you could be doing silly dances or taking the real version of you, dialing it up and throwing it out there. And your friends and family may not recognize the version of you on TikTok or just think, oh, that's awkward. I know that person. I get it. And then there's the guilt that you're not working hard enough, because you're not seeing the results at the speed of which you should be seeing them. And your answer to that, because that's what we're taught, is just to knuckle down, double down, and work even harder. I'm here to tell you right now, neither of those notions of guilt should affect you. And I know how fruitless that sounds, because I know it's going to affect you anyway. So I want to break them both down. Number one, you are feeling like you are working in the shadows, right? You're doing something. There's now this life that you lead, whether it's a double life or not, that nobody else knows about. You're in communities. You're in groups. You could be in WhatsApp chats. You could be on Telegram. You could be in Discord. You could be in Facebook groups. And you could be sharing your soul about the progress you're making on your entrepreneurial journey that your friends and family are completely unaware of. Because the notion of you telling them isn't worth the hassle. I went through it. I'm still going through it. I think it's fair to say my friends and family still don't really know what I do. They just know that I'm on the internet and I'm on social media and I'm making money that way. But none of them know what affiliate marketing is, not really. None of them know when I say I'm selling on Amazon. None of them really know what that means. Well, don't even get me started on TikTok Shop. But it's this side of you that you do need to embrace. If you are going to keep it secret, that's entirely fine, but you should not feel guilty for that. You shouldn't. Why would you feel guilty for that? This is your choice. It's your life. It's your decisions. It's your journey. It's your money problems. It's you that's trying to churn a better life, and it's you that's trying to do this newfangled thing by using the internet to make money. Nobody else's business. But if people do recognize you, you can say, yeah, I'm trying to make a few more quid. Because if they saw you delivering for Amazon, for example, no one would blink an eye. If they saw you walking dogs, no one would blink an eye. But because you might be on TikTok or because you might be selling something on Amazon in the background, you're worried about the judgment. And it comes back to this vision of yourself that you see when you look in the mirror. You need to reflect and have a look and ask yourself, why is it I'm embarrassed? And if you are embarrassed for a genuine reason and you are comfortable with that, then by all means, keep it to yourself, but do not feel guilty for it. And if it is for a factor that you think, you know what, I am going to help myself, do it, be proud of it, because there's nothing wrong with trying to make a bit of extra money for your family. Me, I kept it from my work for about 18 months because I didn't want them to have the notion that if I was having a bad time in my day job, it was instantly decided upon he's doing too much on his business, which was wrong of them to assume that. But that was my assumption And that was one of the reasons why I kept it quiet. Because there are times when you do have down days. It doesn't matter what you do. But you don't want somebody incorrectly thinking negatively of you and assuming the worst of you. Oh, he's not doing that because he's actually doing that. That wasn't the case. No, I might have been having a down day because of something that was going on with my wife in her pregnancy. For example, when I did finally get outed, and I did get outed to my friends and family, to my work, I actually told them, but to my friends and family, I got outed. But by then, I was already successful. Some of them, I posted something on my personal pages when I completed the challenge to say, all right, that's it. This is me now. I'm defined by this. So it is a concept that you do need to get your head around if you are going to adopt this persona of entrepreneur. Because the other issue is if you do keep it secret, if you do keep it quiet, you are basically hiding yourself in the closet and stopping yourself from embracing the person that you want to be. Aren't you? I want to earn 10 grand a month, but I don't want to tell anyone about it. Well, you're not adopting that persona. You're not then striving to be that person, the fake it till you make it, which is a nonsense and a negative connotated thing. What you actually want to do is flip that and turn it into something positive with, no, I'm not faking it till I make it. I'm aspiring to be that person and I'm implementing the same strategies. But you cannot do that if it's a dirty little secret. You can't fully throw yourself into it. And I know that firsthand. And then there's the second bit of the guilt. I'm working too hard. I'm not seeing the results. I need to work harder. I am so guilty of this. Especially once I quit my job and especially once I've gone full time at this. Let's take today, for example. The grandparents had my littlest. All three other kids were at various schools. Normally what I would do is drop them all off, come back here, get me a down, work. But I've decided to put some time in place, number one, to go to the gym. And number two, to do some self-reflection, self-limiting belief thing, manifestation thing for half hour that I give myself time to do as well. So whether that's work or not, I don't know. But here we are, a couple of hours into the day, it's nearly lunchtime, and I still haven't worked yet or switched the camera on and talked to you guys. You see, I would feel guilty for that. And the fact that I'm talking to you about it now, there is still some element, still a little twinge of guilt about that. But I need to step back, remind myself, no, the results are coming in. The money that's coming in is easily enough at the moment where we can carry on doing the things we want to do and have a nicer life. And the Christmas that's coming around the corner is going to be the best one we've ever had. And I am working less. This notion of working smarter, not harder, it needs to be walked. I promise you, it's not just a phrase. You need to be okay with switching off at 6 o'clock or whenever you switch off. That's it. You need to be all right with taking your business phone and sticking the notifications on mute and being okay with that, because the time for work is done and now it's the time for your family. You need to be okay that the building blocks that you've put in place are going to build without you constantly on top of them. You need to be all right with the fact that the network that you've got, the processes you put in place, the automations that you put in place, those are the things that are working without you. You did those things for this very reason. So when time has been freed up, why not enjoy it from time to time? It's not that you've got to double down. And if things aren't going your way in the short term, in that moment, if you've got a load of stock in at Amazon and it's not selling as well as it should do, or you've put a bunch of TikTok posts out and the views aren't doing quite so well, it doesn't matter. Because for example, the TikTok one, if you've got your posts out there, they might come the day after or the day after that. It's all right just to sit down, be happy with your tasks. Now, the only way to combat this guilt is by setting out your day, setting out your tasks, setting out realistic objectives for the day. Tick that, tick that, tick that. You're done. And you are happy that you're done. That is how I have dealt with the two very real matters of guilt in this journey. You will burn yourself out if you work too hard. If you're not getting the results you can instantly see, you will burn yourself out, and you're here for a long time. This is your life now that we're talking about. And in terms of the guilt that you feel for trying something different, you need to be okay with the version of you that you want to be. That'll do. that will do. Have a lovely week, everybody, and we'll see you in the next one.
You've been listening to the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge podcast. Make sure you join us next time for more real talk and some undoubtedly terrible jokes as Des gets ever more closer to saying goodbye poor, hello rich. Just a little reminder that this podcast is for information and entertainment purposes only. It cannot and does not constitute any form of financial advice. We know things are tough for a lot of people right now, so if you need assistance organising your money, please seek the help of a qualified financial advisor.